Slipping out of bed, taking the cover and placing it on my shoulders, I walk out into the cold night, hoping that the deep wintry air can clear my thoughts. Sitting down, I watch the stars play hide and seek. They are content with their lot in life, and now I will somehow find a small piece of contentment also. I want to run away, but I can't. In my mind, I still hear those awful words when earlier today, Papa, proud as he could be, came prancing into our house. And with just a few words, my life was forever changed as he made the grand announcement that a husband had been found for me. I was furious, and for the first time in my life, I yelled at him, Papa, how could you? I don't want to marry and become some stranger's possession. I was shocked that I had raised my voice at him, and surprised that my head was still on my shoulders. But his anger was coming to the surface, and anyone near our home could hear his response to my foolish rebellion. Anna, you do not yell at me ever. I have just come from Jerusalem, where I entered into this agreement with your future husband. You will honor that betrothal and me. You are my daughter and will obey my wishes. Do you hear me? He screams at the top of his lungs as he walks towards me, shaking his fist. He turns and faces my mother and continues his ranting. This daughter of yours will be my death, and I will go to my ancestors in shame and humiliation because of her. Not to mention those crazy thoughts and questions that she always hounds me with. You should take her upstairs and talk some sense into her, or I will. Papa, why do I have to marry a stranger? Why could you not talk with Reuben's family? At least I know him, and I know he's not old or fat, I said, almost begging. Reuben? That idiot? He hasn't the brains of a chicken, and I would be supporting you and him until I die. No, he isn't old or fat, but he'll make you fat and old long before your time. Anna, I am only thinking of your happiness. Now go to your room, he says with clenched teeth. With that, I run upstairs crying, and he storms out, slamming the door. Now, child, I was 13 when I married your papa, and I had never seen his face until the day of our wedding. I was scared and angry just like you. But we have learned to love each other and to honor the Lord with our union. Your papa has never been a handsome man, and he's carried that extra weight since he was a child. However, he has worked hard and provided well for us. His care of me has been sweet, and dear child, we are happy. She moves to the window and watches Papa as he works in the garden. Oh, I know every young girl wants her husband to be so handsome and cause her heart to skip a beat when he smiles at her. Of course, all women want to feel the flames of passion and our desires fulfilled in the marriage bed. However, marriage is more than passion. But Anna, I pray you'll have all of that and more in your marriage. I see Mama's tears as she is speaking. Anna, the man that you are betrothed to is David. His family moved from here years ago. They've been living in Rome, and they are fine people. Of course, David was a young man when they left, but he was handsome. I think he was about 12 or 13 when you were born, and they moved a few months later, Mother says, trying to calm my fearful heart. So he is now almost 27, I ask? I think so. If it helps you any, both of his parents are attractive people, so he may be very handsome, she replies with a small smile and goes to continue her sewing.